The Senate race in Alaska has come down to spelling. As you may recall, incumbent Lisa Murkowski ran as a write-in after losing the Republican primary to a Tea Party favorite, Joe Miller. Write-in won the most votes, and election officials have begun examining those write-in ballots to see who they're really cast for. Miller, the Republican nominee, asked a federal judge in Anchorage to stop the vote count. He objects to officials allowing for minor misspellings of Murkowski's name. The judge refused. NPR's Martin Costi has this update from Juneau.
Right now, all anyone can say for sure about this race is that write-in is winning. That is, more than 92,000 voters wrote in a candidate for U.S. Senate. That's about 11,000 more than voted for the Republican nominee, Joe Miller. But who gets those write-in votes?
Murkowski.
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 That's what they're trying to figure out here in Juneau, where election workers are hand-sorting the write-in ballots.
Murkowski.
And observers from both campaigns are inspecting each one.
Murkowski.
Misspelled.
Challenge counted.
Miller's observers are challenging
Murkowski.
Any Murkowski vote that's misspelled. Observer Gary Creep says the spellings are all over the map.
Murkowski, M-C, Murkowski, no W, you know, Y's on the end.
But the Miller campaign is also challenging minor problems, for instance, cursive O's that might be A's. Miller spokesman Randy DeSoto says an important principle is at stake.
We're saying there needs to be a standard that's applied across the board, and it shouldn't just be one person's gut level as to which way this the person intended to vote. That's not law. That's ruled by a person. It's not the rule of law.
The Miller campaign asked a federal judge to stop the count and force the state to apply a strict spelling standard. But yesterday, federal judge Ralph Beislein refused to do so. He said there's no reason to stop the count because the state is separating the challenged votes even as it counts them. Judge Beislein says that means he can still review Miller's arguments about spelling next week. Murkowski spokesman John Tracy shrugs off Miller's legal challenge.
That's their prerogative. We have always believed that voter intent is important. We believe that the state has made it very clear that if the intent of the voter can be determined, that that vote will be counted. We believe that that is right and proper, and we believe that that will be the final decision at the end of the day.
But so far, close to 90% of the Murkowski write-in ballots have not contained irregularities, and she may yet be able to win this even without having to count on the votes of her more orthographically challenged supporters. Martin Costi, NPR News, Juneau.